thank God for the blood of Jesus that speaks better things than the blood of Abel. Products or profit of the anointing, part 2. The products or profit of the anointing, part 2. Our objective is to find out how profitable is the anointing. And our second objective is to provoke a pursuit of the anointing. Because we pursue only what we value. We pursue only where profit is discerned. Psalm 89, verse 20 to verse 24 or 23. He said, I have found David, my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him. I'm waiting for the next verse. With whom my hand shall be established, my arm also shall strengthen him. We are reading to verse 23. The enemy shall not exact upon him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. I will beat down his foes before his face and plague them that hate him. Psalm 92 verse 10, say amen louder. Amen. But my horn shall thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies. And my ear shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. It shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. It is important to note that the anointing of the Holy Spirit is more profitable than anything else on earth. Far more profitable. And the reason is, the anointing will do what nothing else can do. The anointing will do what money can't do, what connection can't do, what education can't do. The man of God, Benny Hinn, came to a point in his life where he felt as if the anointing was less than what it used to be. And he told God, he said, Lord, you can take my car and take my house and take everything. But please don't take your anointing from me. And he said at that time, God told him, don't ask me not to take it. Ask me to return it because I took it since. And he was not aware. He continued business as usual. It's more profitable than money, more profitable than connection. What then are the products or the profits of the anointing? Number one, product is empowerment to fulfill divine purpose and agenda. The anointing empowers the anointed to fulfill the reason for their existence. Empowers you to live for the purpose why you are on earth. Number two, connection to divine or supernatural resources, which we shall deal with in this service. Number three, empowerment and deployment of inherent gifts and endowments. The anointing empowers the gifts you carry and assist you to deploy or release them. There are things you
that there are things in you you are not aware of until the anointing lands. Number four, connection to divine instruction and direction. Anointed people are instructed people. Number five, empowerment for the dissolution of mountains, obstacles, and impossibilities. The anointing empowers the anointed to dissolve obstacles, to uproot mountains, to ruin impossibilities. Number six is connection to supernatural strength and stamina. Supernatural strength and stamina. Deal with that in this service. Number seven is connection to divine preservation and protection. He suffered no man to do them wrong. He rebuked kings for their sake, saying, "Touch not my anointed." An anointed person is not a wasteable material. And number eight is the administration of divine vengeance and judgment. The anointing positions you to release judgment to those who deserve it. We'll do number two, four, six, and eight in this service. Connection to divine or supernatural resources. Psalm 92, verse 10 and 12. "But my horn shall thou exalt like the horn of the unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil." And then he said, "My eye also shall see my desire of my enemies." Verse 12, rather. And he said, "The righteous shall flourish by the same anointing like the palm tree. It shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon." The anointing connects the anointed to heavenly supplies. The anointing connects to the anointed to supernatural treasures. The anointing makes the anointed to get without sweat what others require sweat to get. At every point in the ministry of Jesus, there was never a shortage. It was either they were going to the Sea of Tiberias to get a fish and open his mouth to take the silver coin, or launching the net into the deep for a drought, or going to the place where two streets met and then take the donkey that was tied there, or going to an upper room that was well furnished for the Passover, or employing a thief as a treasurer. I told our people the other day, and somebody was asking, didn't he know that he was a thief? Judas Iscariot, who was the one holding their money. In the first place, you need to be a person with big money to have a treasurer. Is it everybody here that has a personal accountant? A personal treasurer? You need massive money to employ an accountant and a treasurer. It is another level altogether to know that that accountant is a thief. The treasurer is a thief, and you left him with the money. Hello? There is nobody Jesus did not know. He knew the thief. He left the thief with the money. And I told him, I said, he had so much supernatural supplies, he decided that the thief should hold the bag to see whether he can steal enough to finish it. All right, here is money. You are a thief. Steal it, let's see. And as thiefish and thiefious as Judas was, the money could not finish to show you the enormity of prosperity, the enormity of supplies. Am I communicating at all? So, when you are anointed, you are connected to material supplies beyond the natural realm. Also, the anointing connects the anointed to angelic resources. Yes. In John chapter 1 verse 51, when we talk about resources, supernatural resources, is not just money. The ministry of angels. And he said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, thereafter you shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. By the same day, you will just see them flow. One of the things God has helped us to enjoy in this ministry is the bereketesious ministry of angels. When you hear somebody say, I saw the senior pastor in the dream, and he came, and there was a snake, or there was this or that, he came and killed it and pulled me out. That is angelic ministry abundantly expressed. The anointing. And I speak by prophecy to somebody. By the anointing of the Lord that is coming upon you after tonight's preaching, you will experience material supplies. You will experience angelic resources like never before. Shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat. Number 4, which is the second point here, is connection to divine instruction and direction. Connection. The anointing connects the anointed with instruction. The anointing connects the anointed with the wisdom of God. The anointing connects the anointed with the mind of God. 2 Kings chapter 3 and in verse 15, when Elisha needed to hear the voice of God, the Bible said the hand of the Lord came upon him, which is the equivalent of the anointing. He heard the voice of God and began to prophesy. In the book of 1 John chapter 2 verse 20, he said we have an unction from the Holy One and we know all things by the anointing. The anointing makes confusion an abomination for the anointed. It makes misdirection an abomination for the anointed. Somebody hearing me here tonight, I speak by this same anointing. That confusion you are in right now is arrested. Every lack of direction you are experiencing right now is arrested. Shout the loudest, amen. That was number 4. Number 6, the anointing connects the anointed to supernatural strength and stamina. Supernatural strength and stamina. Psalm 89 verse 20 to verse 21, where we read, he said, I have found David, my servant, with my holy oil have I anointed him. He said, with whom my hand shall be established, mine arm also shall strengthen him. Mine arm also shall strengthen him. It gives a man supernatural strength. In 1 Kings chapter 18 verse 46, by the hand of the Lord on Elijah, he ran with strength faster than a horse. Am I communicating? Someone say amen. What can make a man run faster than a horse? It is called oil. What can make a man, his name was Samson, uproot a gate of a city, carry it on your shoulder, and climb a hill 12 miles? And the man was so brief, highly summarized, not as muscular as the drawings say. Otherwise, nobody would have asked Samson, what is the secret of your strength? The muscles would have been responsible. But they looked at him and they looked at what he did and said, it didn't gel. How? It's called the anointing. What is it that will make a man to preach for 72 hours non-stop? And after he finished preaching, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, 3 days, 72 hours revival. And he said, give them something to eat. If I allow them to go, they will faint on the way. They have been with us for 3 days. He didn't say, give me something to eat. I have been talking for 3 days. What bothered him was them, not him. And they broke the food and the people ate and the baskets were taken. And it was not mentioned that he tasted it. It's oil. Somebody asked one of our people yesterday on Sunday in the sixth service. He said, is the pastor preaching like this with power because this is the sixth service? He said, no. It has been like this since first service. The man said, I'm going to start praying for him more. Supernatural strength, energy, stamina, resilience, enthusiasm, effervescence, ruggedity, ferocity, vitality. Ay, 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 ay. Where others stop, there you start. By the anointing. And you know strength is the sponsor of exploits. Daniel chapter 11 verse 32. The people that do know their God, they shall be strong and they shall do exploits. The weak cannot do exploits. It is the strong. It happens by the anointing. Somebody say amen. I speak to you by prophecy today. Every trace of weakness in your body, every trace of sickness in your body, every trace of pain in your body, everything in your life that is fighting the strength of God, the energy of God, and fighting you from being who you are meant to be, by the anointing today, it dies! In the name of Jesus! Shout the loudest, amen! Shout the loudest, amen! Loudmost, amen! Look at somebody by your side, say, get ready for fresh strength. Give the Lord the praise as you take your seat. Let us say the little prayer, kakatalaya. Super natural strength, stamina, ruggedity, ferocity, brutality, vitality, vivacity. Dexterity, elasticity. You can be stretched without breaking. Hey! Hey! Anybody ready for vitality and elasticity? Receive it now! Receive it now! Receive it now! There are many people who are gifted but not elastic. You can't stretch them. They break down. Low endurance capacity. They can't endure. Their resilience is small. Their tenacity is low. Their staying power is low. But the anointing gives you staying power, gives you elasticity, gives you resilience. When I see a man like W.F. Kumi, God's servant Pastor Kumi, crisscrossing the country at the age of 74 to 75, open air crusade, no shakiness of the body, then you can see what the anointing is all about. The same thing with Darigio. You can see what the anointing is all about. I saw an 85-year-old woman yesterday at the Lord's Garden. She was not shaking at all. Strong voice. Heading towards 90. She came from her town for conference in Abuja.
It's your type. Yearly, Christian woman, Christian conference. Beloved, it's not enough to be talented. It's important to be elastic. Hey! It's not enough to be gifted. It's important to be elastic. You are stretched. One day after finishing night vigil, I had a program in Lagos. And we flew. Arrived Lagos. By the time I was leaving Lagos, it would be at like 5 in the evening. And I had done night vigil in Abuja night till morning. And I came to Lagos, officiated a program. And I'm on my way to Abuja around 5, 6. I'm asking myself, where am I? How do you feel? How are you feeling? I told myself, I feel normal. And I'm wondering, I hope I'm really normal. You preach for 6 hours on your feet. 5 to 6 hours. Hit the road. Flew to Lagos. Enter the program. Coming back in the evening to come and preach 6 services the next day. Elasticity. Vitality. I prophesy to somebody here, by the anointing, stamina, elasticity, stretchability is released upon you. Receive it now. Receive it now. Shout the loudest. Amen. Give the Lord the praise and take your seat. Connection to supernatural strength and stamina. That was number 6. And then number last, the administration of divine vengeance and judgment. The anointing qualifies the anointed to decree judgment and vengeance to deserving agents of darkness. In Psalm 89 verse 20 all the way to verse 23, he said, I found David my servant with my holy oil, have I anointed him. And he said, with whom my hand shall be established, mine arm also shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not exact upon him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. And this is what concerns us. I will beat down his foes before his face, and I will plague them. I want you to watch this. He didn't say, I will plague them that hurt him. They have not hurt you yet for hating you. They are qualified for the plague. Plague is multiplied, compounded, epidemic problem. Problem in epidemic dimension is called plague. I will plague them that hate him. I will beat down. That is what happens to a man when he is anointed. Anyone looking for his trouble is looking for disaster. At times, anyone looking for his trouble is actually looking for death. Stand up on your feet. I'd like you to listen to this. The anointing is so dangerous that it does not know barrier. Listen to this. Miriam, who looked after Moses, came against the anointing of Moses. The anointing did not know elder sister. It gave her instant leprosy. Aaron's judgment was delayed, but he died before time. Even the anointing will not know wife. Tell you the truth, or husband, or father, or child. Telling you reality. If your baby is anointed with oil, if you don't respect that oil, you will be shocked at the outcome. He suffered no man to do them wrong, To try to do them wrong is to suffer. Anyone trying to do them wrong signed for suffering. I have experienced what I am talking about. Many years ago, somebody looked at me and said, who do you think you are? You think you are the only one that can preach? You are the only one that can preach? I didn't do anything. I didn't reply. 6 weeks later, ordinary malaria. I was still a student. But the oil didn't know student. That person faded off. That is how it is with you. So you cannot be carrying the oil and be afraid of a witch, afraid of a wizard, afraid of an occultic man, afraid of an occultic woman. No! Psalm 92 verse 10, it says, my horn shall thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Then he said, my eye shall see my desire by the reason of this anointing on my enemies. My ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. David was a dangerous man. They are not the ones to see their desire on us. What they want cannot happen. What they want to happen to us will multiply back to them. Anything they wish us will multiply back to them. Shout the loudest amen. Shout amen at the top of your voice. Is God speaking to anybody here? Lift your right and say, Father, I step into the dimensions of judgmental and vengeance operation by the anointing. The other day, sister testified that the strong man in her family who says nobody will ever succeed was finally laid to rest. And who is that strong man? Her father. The anointing doesn't know relation. The father that gave birth to them, vowing as if he covenanted them into the realm of the witchcraft world, that they should never be married in the physical and they should never be successful. And that anointing went and gave him the slap of the back slap and laid him to sleep. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. Somebody say it louder, amen. Say amen at the top of your voice. They brought somebody mad. Papa wanted to pray for him. God said, hold it. You are the one that decreed that resulted in this madness. What happened? They came to church to steal offering or something. And he cursed them with insanity. Under 48 hours, they brought some people. Say, this person is mad. Pray for him. Jesus said, No, this is not a prayer point. He received a justifiable curse. It's irreversible. Beware where you steal. Beware who you talk against. He didn't say, I will plague them that hurt him. I will plague them that... So beware who you hate. Not everybody is successfully hateable. He didn't say, I will plague the one who hurt him. You have not hurt him yet. The only thing is that you hate him. You wish him bad. You wish him evil. He said, I will plague you. So let's be careful who we hate. Not everybody can be successfully hated. Can go people in the village can hate each other, nothing happen. Hate an anointed person for no just cause. You are a loser in time and eternity. You just lose on if you are not catching, you lose your life on top. And that is how it is with you. You are moving into such a dangerous dimension where those who wish you well are laid to rest. Sorry, those who wish you evil are laid to rest. And those who wish you well live in peace.
Shout the loudest amen. A louder amen. Look at somebody and say, I cannot be hated. He said, I am not hateable. I am too anointed to be hated without consequence.
So just reserve your hatred in case hatred is coming in your heart. Just divert it. Say, no, you can't hate here. You please don't kill me. Don't kill me, hatred. Give the Lord the praise. Take your seat. Hallelujah. In rounding off tonight, what is the way of the anointing? The way of the anointing. The secret. I said in the press service that it's important to get the anointing. To get anointed. Live anointed. And stay anointed. Get anointed. Live anointed. Stay anointed. We are not talking of just application of oil. That is just a point of contact. We are talking about that feelable, palpable, tangible, touchable presence of God that a man carries. Is discernible from your voice. Is perceivable from your face. Is feelable from your atmosphere. That thing. That is not buyable in the market. The way of it, number one, is the life of prayer. Zechariah chapter 4, verse 12 to 13. He said, and I answered again and said unto him, what be these two olive branches which through the two golden pipes empty the golden oil out of themselves? That is, there were some golden pipes that seemed to be emptying just oil, golden oil. And he answered me and said, knowest thou not what this be? And I said, no, my Lord. And he said, then said he, these are the two anointed ones that stand by the Lord of the whole earth. You know, standby generator. They stand by the Lord of the whole earth. Those who stand by God swim in oil. Those who stand by God at the place of prayer, they swim in oil. These are the two anointed ones that stand by. Other people go up and down, but they stand by. John Gillick said, I pray as I run as I pray. For them, spirituality is involved in everything. Unbroken intimacy, unbroken fellowship with God. Somebody say amen. Amen. They empty themselves continually. You can never run out of oil if you have not lost your place with God. You can't run out of oil if you have not lost your stand with God at the place of prayer. These empty themselves continually. Continually. To pray without ceasing is to be anointed beyond measure. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 17. To pray without ceasing makes a man anointed beyond measure. We could not measure the prayer life of Jesus Christ. So the anointing he carried could not be measured. I gave an illustration in the first service. In the village kitchen, the man who stays in the kitchen for 5 minutes and the man who remains in the kitchen for 3 hours, when both of them come out of the kitchen, who will smell more of smoke? The one who was there. The smoke will soak his cloth and soak his skin or her skin. If you are not careful, even after bathing, the smell of smoke is still there. I said those who buy fish don't smell of fish as much as those who sell fish. That's how it is. The longer we tarry with God, the more soaked we become with oil. Hallelujah. The life of prayer, number two, is the life of selflessness. The life of selflessness. Genesis chapter 32 verse 24 all the way to verse 28. Jacob was left alone and there wrestled a man with him. When he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, "Let me go, for the day breaketh." And he said, "I will not let thee go except thou bless me." And he said unto him, "What is thy name?" And he said, "Jacob." And he said, "Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed." Before power, something in Jacob died. He broke the hollow of his thigh, the hamstrings muscles, the quadriceps. The most powerful muscle in the body. It's what makes a man to stand erect instead of crawling on the ground like a dog. These muscles here. Paralyzed. Paralysis. Maybe he dislocated the head of the hip joint, or broke the head of the femur, or paralyzed the femoral nerve. But something just happened, and then the man walked with the broken bone. And he said, "Now that you have lost power in your most powerful muscle, have power. The death of the flesh is the trigger for power. In the life of a man, something must die for power to flow. Something you rely on dies. Something that is your strength of confidence dies. Your pride, your arrogance, your ostentation, your braggadociousness, your peacockishness. Something just dies. Then God said, since your strength is gone, take power. Since what you can boast about is gone, take power. Since what you want to depend and rely on is gone, take power." The reason why many people do not have power with God is because there is so much in themselves to boast about. And like I said in the first service, not just what is wrong with them now, but what will be wrong later. God says there is a tendency I am seeing inside you that if I give you the kind of anointing you are asking for, you will go to hell. If I give you the kind of money you are asking for, you will derail. So, let me kill that thing first. You are going to ask God, whatever is in me that will stop the kind of anointing I am meant to walk in, kill it. Whatever is in my tomorrow, any tendency that is likely preventing you from doing what you want to do in my life, kill it ahead of time. Stand up on your feet. Hallelujah. Kill it ahead of time, Lord. Kill it ahead of time. Kill it ahead of time. Lift up your two hands. I believe that Jacob would have Trendelenburg sign positive after this encounter. He was weakened. Then God said, you are now strong. Lift up your two hands everywhere you are. And let's appreciate him. Let's honor him. Father, I come before you today to thank you for your word. I was created for you. For your glory am alive. So I have come to bring praises to you, Lord. I have come to bring honor to you, Lord. Somebody sing. I have come.
Oh, I have come to bring honor to you, Lord.
I was created.
Receive a baptism of the life of prayer.
in the name of Jesus. In me, Lord, every nature, every character, every tendency that must die, let it die. Every nature, every character, every tendency that must die, let it die. So I can receive the anointing you have for me, the power you have for me, the resources you have for me, in the name of Jesus. Lift your hands and voice and speak to God.